This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Israeli forces carried out their biggest Gaza ground attack in the 20-day-old war with Hamas overnight, as anger grew in the Arab world over Israel's relentless bombardment of the Palestinian territory. In an emotional news conference held by the Greater Los Angeles Area Office of the Council on American-Islamic Relations on Thursday, three Palestinian-American sisters begged for help in evacuating their stranded family members in Gaza. Halil Kaud said that on September 25th, her father, 20-year-old brother, and four uncles, all U.S. citizens, went to visit their family in Gaza.
It was my dad's first trip back home in over 20 years and my brother's first trip out of the country as an adult. 2 weeks into their vacation, the attack started and they are no longer safe. Now, our conversations have shifted from daily vacation updates to proof-of-life updates.
Gaza's health ministry said on Thursday that 7,028 Palestinians had been killed, including 2,913 children. According to a report on the news service AFP, Hamas said Thursday that almost 50 Israeli hostages held in Gaza had been killed in the bombing raids. The news service said it was not immediately available to verify the claim. The Russian military has been executing its own soldiers. Here's White House National Security spokesperson John Kirby.
We have information that the Russian military has been actually executing soldiers who refuse to follow orders. We also have information that Russian commanders are threatening to execute entire units